Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Here on Naturally Savvy, we love to talk about ways to be beautiful in a natural way, the best way to take care of your skin. So we are thrilled to have back on the program Dr. Rachel Eckel. Hello, Dr. Eckel. Welcome back to Naturally Savvy.
Hello from Ireland, and thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Oh, it's so nice having you back. All right, so vitamin A, you refer to that as the superhero of skincare. Tell us why.
So if we imagine all cells within the skin, all the layers, all the individual functions and the intricate interactions that occur on a daily basis within the skin, and if we add in the common enemies, such as disease, aging, pollution, sun, is it really possible for one topical agent like vitamin A to target all of the skin cells, maximize their functions, synchronize these functions, while also simultaneously reversing these evils that I mentioned? Absolutely. And that's why vitamin A gets my superhero mark of distinction.
So, Dr. Eckel, are we talking about, just so for clarity, is this vitamin A that you take as a supplement, or is this vitamin A skincare that, skincare that has vitamin A in it? So if you could just clarify.
Of course. So when we speak about vitamin A with regards to skincare, we're really talking about the topical form of the vitamin, because vitamin A cannot be synthesized by the body. And so we must supplement vitamin A to the body either through the oral route or from the topical route. Now, orally, we can get vitamin A from liver, eggs, carrots, spinach, for example. But even though we might eat a diet that is very rich in vitamin A, it doesn't mean that we see the benefits of vitamin A on the skin. Because when we eat vitamin A-rich foods, it's preferentially distributed to the muscle, the brain, the bones, and the liver. So only a very small nominal amount ever gets delivered to the skin. And therefore, the cutaneous gains or the cutaneous benefits that we will receive from this vitamin, we cannot get them from our diet. We must instead apply vitamin A in the topical form if we want to see benefits to the skin. So the topical form of vitamin A, there's many different formulations, but the two main ones are retinoic acid, which is a prescription form, or retinol, which is its baby sister that's more commonly encountered in over-the-counter formulations.
Is there one that works better than another?
Well, that's a good question. Now, it's all dependent on what the skin needs. So retinoic acid, for example, we would use that if the patient has diseased skin or if you really want to pack a strong punch against anti-aging. So retinoic acid is mainly for diseased skin, but retinol, on the other hand, has a much broader scope of application. You can use it for prevention, for anti-aging, for daily skincare, for maintenance after retinoic acid use, because usually we tend to use retinoic acid for a short pulse period of time, like 18 weeks, and then we move on from it because it can incite chronic inflammation long-term. So retinol has a much wider array for use and is mainly for non-diseased skin, which is the majority of the population.
When you say diseased skin, are you talking about eczema, psoriasis, itchy patches? Like, what are you referring to specifically?
So The indications for using retinoic acid for diseased skin are things such as acne or rosacea, or if you have photoaging, and also if you want to reverse signs of aging. So if we think about what vitamin A actually does to the skin, whether it's retinoic acid or retinol, the list is absolutely exhausted. So if we think about, for example, either formulation is going to help to improve cellular turnover. So it's going to take you from dull to radiant skin. It improves texture, it softens the skin, it helps the keratinocytes produce more softer, subtle keratin, more gelatinous formulation. It improves the durability of the skin, so it fortifies it and makes it more strong and tolerant to the environment. Say during winter time when it gets very cold and the skin can become quite sensitive, vitamin A fortifies the skin. It also gives you smaller, tighter pores, less breakouts, so that's why it would be appropriate if you have acne-prone skin, whereas you would choose maybe retinoic acid instead of retinol. It also improves color, so it gives you a more homogeneous, even color to the skin. And its anti-aging benefits are absolutely unquestionable because it upregulates collagen and elastin production within the dermis. So it smooths out lines and wrinkles. It prevents lines and wrinkles from forming. And it also prevents the degradation of our precious elastin and collagen, which we know are proteins that keep us looking youthful. So So there's many benefits to using topical vitamin A, but the choice as to whether you're going to use retinoic acid or retinol is very much dependent on whether you have a disease state such as acne or rosacea, or if you want to pack a really strong punch, like I said, if you have bad sun damage or lots of lines and wrinkles, you choose the most potent formulation, which is prescription-based, which is retinoic acid. But if you want a more subtle, more gentle approach, something that you can use long-term safely and effectively without a prescription, the majority of people should be using retinol.
What about something like an itchy patch, you know, that they know is nothing serious, but it's an itchy patch that has discoloration? Would something like retinoic acid work well for that?
So retinoic acid does work well with discoloration and helping with discoloration. However, if something is itchy, it usually will, and flaky, that's going to signify some sort of irritation or inflammation. So it could have different causes. It could be something like an eczematous patch, in which case you might need something like a steroid in order to settle the inflammation or the irritation. So retinoic acid is not for all diseases, and certainly if it's an inflammatory disease, such as eczema, like I said, or psoriasis, it wouldn't be the topical of choice.
Okay, good to know.
Now, one of the things that I was curious about is I know that sometimes if you use the retinoids, you can have the dryness or redness and the peeling. And is that usually go away after a while? And if it's, how long is it normal to have it? I mean, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, you don't want it to go on and on.
Sure, absolutely. So anytime you're using vitamin A in a high concentration, in a therapeutic concentration that is going to provide clinical gains, then you're going to have an element of redness, dryness, and flaking initially. That's unanimous to all of the high-concentration retinoids. However, retinoic acid, the prescription-strength one, the stronger one, will give you about 4 to 6 weeks of redness, dryness, peeling, and therefore patient compliance is not as good. However, retinol will only give you 2, maybe 3 weeks of milder redness, dryness, and flaking, and therefore patient compliance is much better. And that's especially important if you're treating somebody who has a busy social lifestyle or somebody who's in the social limelight and they don't want to be seen as using something that is irritating the skin. They may want a much more gentler approach, so retinol would be more appropriate than retinoic acid. However, you can significantly improve redness, dryness, and peeling by, let's just say, gradually introducing the retinoid into your daily skincare regime. So, for example, you might use it once a week for the first 2 weeks, twice a week for the next 2 weeks, 3 times a week for the next 2 weeks, and so on and so forth, until you build up very gradually to daily application.
All right, you mentioned the pores. That's probably my biggest issue, no pun intended, is my skin's pretty clear, but on my nose, I tend to have large pores. Yes, I've admitted it. And it drives me crazy, Dr. Eccles. So is that really going to help? Because I'm like, what? I'll do a laser. Just do something to help shrink my pores.
Sure. So daily application of vitamin A would absolutely help to improve your large pores because it has a twofold effect on the pore. So vitamin A, first of all, is going to shrink the sebaceous glands, which are feeding into the tunnel of the pore. So it's going to shrink the output of sebum. And at the same time, it's going to upregulate the production of elastin and collagen to tighten the pore's architecture. Mm-hmm. So you get a much more softer, smoother appearance to the skin. And you're not alone in the large pore community. I'm one of them as well. And and I've had incredible benefits, and most of my patients as well, using vitamin A.
All right, I'm going to go for that.
Well, Dr. Eccles, thank you for being on our show today. It went by actually really, really fast. Yes. Do you have a website where people could go check out your information? Or I know that we can follow you on Twitter at Rachel Eccles. Do you have a website as well?
Yes, it's theskinhealthinstitute.com.
Perfect. Skinhealthinstitute.com. Thank you, Dr. Eccles. We'll speak to you again, I'm sure, in 2015. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.